Daniels AG. Prescott, brother and sister, WW. Oakland, California, March 18, 1910. Elders Daniels and brother and sister Prescott. We have all felt pained to learn of Sister Prescott's illness. In our house, we have been praying for her recovery. I've been afflicted of late through overmuch labor, and the burdens that I bore at Mountain View and Lodi were very heavy. I spoke four times at each place. I dreaded to come to this meeting in Oakland, but I thought I would attempt the journey, and was blessed and strengthened. I shall try to speak Sabbath afternoon. My heart trembles for fear that I shall not be able to speak. March 19th. As soon as I was on my feet, I had a decided testimony for the people. Strength was given me, and I spoke for 1 hour from Acts 1, verse 1 to 14. The Lord gave me the power of His Holy Spirit, and I was greatly blessed in speaking the words the Lord gave me. We had a large congregation, considering that it was a rainy afternoon. Today I am resting. I am thankful that the Lord gives me His grace to address the people. There has been a constant battle in this church because some have refused to come into harmony with the work of the Lord for this time. We feel an intense interest that the truth shall go deep and thorough into the hearts of our people in their belief of the truth. They have had in Oakland an evidence of the power of the Spirit of God speaking through the human instrument. Our people feel greatly encouraged, and I am encouraged, for I was very sick for days before coming here. I thank the Lord for the strength and power which came upon me while speaking. This gives me courage in the Lord. If the enemy can be, through Jesus Christ, exposed on every occasion that I visit Oakland, so that the message that the Lord sends shall be permitted to triumph through His grace, I shall be more than thankful. I will act my part through the grace which the Lord gives me. I will be willing to endure any counterworking influence. The Lord understands the situation and the artful workings of the foe, to make of no effect the work he would have done. Jots and tittles will be introduced in opposition to the truth, and magnified to immense proportions, and much talked about when silence would be the wisdom of righteousness. Unless we are taught of God and worked by His Holy Spirit, great confusion will come into our ranks. What is needed is that we proclaim the truth and live the truth in its simplicity, that the souls in our cities that have not heard the message of mercy may see the truth and lay hold upon it and be converted. Then, in the simplicity of their first love, they will present the truth to others. We are in danger of drying up and loosing the heavenly moisture of the Holy Spirit. Let us read and receive and present to others the second chapter of the book of Acts. We need a deeper piety and the sincere meekness of the great teacher. I am instructed to advise you in Washington, D.C., that the whole book of Acts is our lesson book. All of us need to humble our own individual hearts and be converted daily. I may not again be able to speak to the people in Oakland, but I am not anxious about the matter. I have spoken once under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and if I feel urged to do so, I will stand on the platform again. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. I shall speak the words the Lord gives me, just as I spoke them when I was with you in Washington. Some of you did not understand the message that I bore, and may never understand it. I knew this before I left you. If the converting power of God shall come into the hearts of the very leaders in Washington, there will be a decided revival among them, because they will be brought into right relation to God and can glorify His name.